good morning, and thank you for joining me for Cleveland Connection. Joining me this morning is...
Ed Gallagher. I'm Director of Education at the Beck Center for the Arts in Lakewood.
What is the Beck Center for the Arts?
The Beck Center is an 85-year-old arts institution located in the west side of Lakewood. We have a professional theater, which is celebrating its 85th anniversary this year. We have arts education for all ages, interests, and abilities in dance, music, theater, visual arts, creative arts therapies, and a robust outreach program that provides field trips and other great experiences for folks of all ages.
Who are your average people that attend?
Okay, so from the class side of things, average age of our students ends up being the 7 to 12-year-olds. Okay. Those that are really diving into the arts, getting to sample what they're interested in, dabbling a little bit when they're younger, and then finding that niche, finding that art form that they really can hold on to, that then takes them through the preteen years.
Okay.
That being said, the next biggest age range that we serve is birth through six. So we have a large number of classes in all art forms for those under six, including parent, caregiver, adult participation with their young one. A lot of classes for our teens. And then we have a robust number of courses for adults ages 18 and up. After hours, after school hours, or evening, I should say after work hours, evening classes, and then daytime classes for those that are retired. And we have programming 6 days a week in the education side of things.
So give me some examples. I'm just now,
you
piqued my interest because of the adult classes. Because, I've talked to a lot, there's always stuff for kids, which is great because you need stuff. But there tends to not always be artsy things for adults unless it's like has to do with wine,
Yes.
Like wine and painting and things like that. What are some of the most popular classes that the adults take?
Some of the exciting popular classes for the adults are painting. Now, these are folks that daytime classes and adult painting is huge for us. It's one of those things that people, especially for those that have retired that are in our classes, they finally have that niche time in their life where they're not trying to cram it in after work. They can come during the day, spend the time. It's a great social outlet. It's a great camaraderie builder. But then they're also learning the art form.
Sure.
But then whether it be music lessons or dance, those are two examples that kind of go hand in hand, is there's always that person that comes to us that says, I took lessons when I was a kid, and by fifth grade, I quit, and my mom threw her arm up and said, fine, you don't have to take lessons anymore. And now that I'm 42 years old, I sure wish I had played piano. Is there something for me?
Yeah.
So we have an adult piano class and piano lessons that they could take, or voice or any of the other instruments.
Okay.
And dance is somewhat the same way. There's a number of adults that either took dance and stopped college, profession, having kids, growing up, all those things,
that
decided to come back to dance, or those that said, I sure wish my parents had been able to afford it when I was a kid and now I can. So they're taking ballet one and they're going through all the beginning things that our 7, 8, and 10-year-olds do. Stretching, pain, ankle support, those kind
pain.
Of things.
Pain.
Pain, yes. Definitely.
Do you turn anybody away? Do you have to have a certain amount of skill just No.
We don't. And so many places say we have classes for everybody. That's a great tagline for so many folks to use. The one thing I'm really proud of at Beck is that we have opportunities for anyone, any age, any level of interest, any level of talent, and any end goal in mind. Because there's kids that are in our classes because their friends are taking it, and it's a lot of fun, and they're having a great time. There's also other kids in our classes that are having fun. They met new friends. And they want to be on stage, and they want to learn what it means, and from your days in community theater, what's it take to, it takes some nerves to get out there, and the public speaking, and the eye contact, and how to act surprised 40 times in a row. So there's that kid that wants to hone that skill is sitting right next to the kid that just wants to have some fun and be with their friends. And our teachers individualize the class enough that they can both thrive and have some success at the same time.
You also do something on the more therapeutic side that I'd
Correct.
Like to know about. But before we talk about that, let's give the website, phone number, a way to contact you if people are listening, like, yes, I have kids. I want to get them enrolled right now.
Absolutely.
Talk about that.
They can come to us on Detroit Avenue in Lakewood, but on the web, they can see us at beckcenter.org, and they can call us at 216 521 2540.
And the website is nice and comprehensive. People can like shop and look and blurbs on the things that are going on.
They can. And our, you know, with our courses, we offer 225 classes a week. So there's it's great to be able to download that PDF, take a look at it, and look at the days, the times, and all the possibilities that are out there. So yeah, the website covers that as well as special events and, of course, all of our theater performances, dance performances, and art exhibits.
How many instructors do you have?
Any one time, 50 to 75 plus. And we have some instructors that may teach with us, especially in the music program, mm-hmm. 20, 25 hours a week because they're seeing, you know, 30 to 40 students. But we have some folks that might teach in our theater department in a very specialized art form or a very specialized area of theater mm-hmm. that they teach for us 2 hours a week every other year. Every one of our folks are professional teaching artists. Mm-hmm. So they are either all working in the arts, degreed in the arts, have that experience in the arts. So they're all working artists in some way, shape, mm-hmm. or form, and they are all paid accordingly.
Okay.
Definitely. We love volunteers for ushering at our professional theater productions, at our youth theater, at our dance productions. Mm-hmm. We have a robust theater alliance and dance alliance, which is kind of similar to our the PTA for our dance and theater programs. Okay. But we need volunteers for our annual fundraiser. We actually partner with the Lakewood Rocky River Rotary to clean up our grounds twice a year. And we've had some other folks that have adopted a space just to, as their own, to do flowers on, things like that. But we can use volunteers in the classroom. Of course, everyone that volunteers is vetted appropriately. Okay. But we have some adults that have said, I really like working with adults with special needs. Can I volunteer in your program? Mm-hmm. But you know who's actually, it's kind of interesting, who some of our biggest group of volunteers are, is our dance students. Our older dance students volunteer as demonstrators in our younger kids.
So they mentor, basically.
They do.
Yeah.
So the teacher can teach, and there's two other students in the room. And it was one of those we sat down a few years ago and said, wow, you know, who are all our volunteers? What's our the typical Beck volunteer mm-hmm. look like? And we realized the sheer number of hours that our dance students under the age of 18 were actually giving back to Beck Center was fascinating. And they're learning leadership skills. They're actually taking more dance then. So they're actually honing their dance skills.
Right, their musculature and all that. Gosh, that's so cool.
And if you're going to be the lead, if you're that 13-year-old in front of the 5-year-old class, you know, they're looking up to you.
Mm-hmm,
so
sure.
you gotta yes, as we all sit up straight while we're saying
yeah,
this.
I know.
They have to demonstrate the appropriate everything in that dance class.
How else do you get the word out about your organization? This mm-hmm. is such a great place. Tell me how you get the word out. Or you just
I always say if there's a podium to talk behind, I'll go talk. So I love going to talk to PTAs and preschool PTAs and school PTAs and community groups about the benefits of the arts. It's mm-hmm. not all about what Beck is doing. Mm-hmm. Cleveland has such a robust art scene, arts education in every part of town. Mm-hmm. So I love getting out and saying participating in the arts has these benefits. Musically, these things can be gained through music lessons and these things can be gained through dance and all the art forms. But mm-hmm. what are all those lifelong social skills, educational skills, emotional skills, and daily living skills that can be learned through the arts. So we get the word out. I'll go talk to anyone that would mm-hmm. love to have us to come share the power of the arts in any way, shape, or form. So that's one great way we do it. And we go to a lot of special events in town. Okay. Connecting for Kids is a great organization that works with kids and adults with special needs.
They've been on here before many times.
And
yeah.
The event that they have in the spring in Rocky River is absolutely lights out. So we'll go to any of those kind of events.
Okay.
And
good. We
get invited to all sorts of entertaining things.
So I was going to ask you about the therapeutic aspect
sure.
and that you're actually the only one in town doing that. Tell me a little bit about that.
So sure. This is our 25th year for our Creative Arts Therapies program, and we're the first one in the region and I believe the first in the state to offer music therapy and art therapy together in a community-based setting.
Okay.
So there's some other places that do music therapy in town and offer some fine services. We brought music therapy and art therapy under one roof. And then we also offer adapted programming in all of the art forms. And, you know, the goal there, and it's kind of what I said a few minutes ago about in general, but the real focus of creative arts therapies is, yes, the participants are going to learn the art form to the best of their ability. It's going to be success-oriented as possible for them. they may become really good piano players. They might become fine piano players. We're going to adapt it as much as possible. But equally balanced is communication, academic, motor, emotional, social skills, and how they can use the arts to teach above and beyond just the art end of things.
So therapy-wise, what are some of the problems, the type of person, what do they need, as far as just, it's instead of just taking music lessons, they're taking music therapy. For someone who doesn't know,
What's the difference? You know, individuals that come to us and envision in your head at this point, thinking of someone under the age of 18, just for this part of the discussion, is someone that might be living somewhere on the autism spectrum. ADHD, attention deficit disorders, behavior challenges, someone with Down syndrome. That's just the beginning of the different folks that, that we work with. And someone may come to us. I'll use an example. I had a fabulous family. Their young child was fairly nonverbal and on the autism spectrum. And they had a piano at home, and he would bang on the piano. And that was the one thing that he seemed to have joy in. So they heard about music therapy, heard about us, and said, I don't know, he bangs on the piano at home. There's got to be something in there. What can we do? But before we sit down at the piano, attention span was 10 to 15 seconds tops. Bang on the piano, pull hair on my arm, yelling, screaming, playing other things in the room. So before we even really played the piano, we had to work on attention to task and quiet hands. We did pre-reading skills, following music left to right, top to bottom. We would put stickers on the music with the letters in big print. We would put masking tape on the keys with Sharpie letters written really big. So he had a match to F and A to A. And
that's fabulous.
And for him, it started out as successful as possible. So, you know, someone like that, when they first play, it could take us 15 minutes to get through four lines of music, big print lines. So we're not talking a whole song. We're talking half a verse. And then as we move through, and it was through the assessment treatment plan and documentation with us, but also he had great other therapists at school and his parents all with the plan. And it was a team approach, without a doubt. He was able to play songs that then mom would come in and not look at the music and know that he was playing the national anthem. He was playing Take Me Out to the Ball Game, where before the notes took so long to get to, he could have just been playing random notes. But there was just one. But along those lines, we then got to playing songs, sitting at piano or the drums for five solid minutes without his world collapsing around him.
Beck Center for the Arts. Tell me a little bit about you and what you do.
So my background is in music therapy. I had the distinct honor of starting the program 25 years ago, just a couple years out of school. Had a great executive director at that point that had wanted to be in music therapy and said, let's do it, and had the benefit of starting a program from scratch, which was pretty darn exciting, lucky, good place at the right time, and had a great support team throughout the years. So I've been very involved in the field. My wife is a music therapist as well, so we never have to describe to each other what we do at work. She's a music therapist at Cleveland Clinic, so which we collaborate with them as well. So I've been involved in the field, and we're working on a licensure bill. Hopefully we'll go through in the next General Assembly here in the state of Ohio. So I've been involved in advocating for music therapy and for clients that get it. Because I think there's just so much that can be gained by arts participation. So that's when someone says, you know, what gets you up and going in the morning, that's one of the things of how can we make an impact? How can we make that impact? And it's fun to be in the arts. So if you can make an impact and grow and have fun all at the same time, that's a good deal.
Let's give a quick recap.
Great thing about Beck Center is all under one roof is we have professional theater, we have art exhibits. From the education and therapeutic side, we have programming in dance, everything from kids in dance, where moms participate and dads and grandparents participate with their young aspiring dancers through ballet, point, jazz, hip hop, tap. We have music lessons in our main focus has been piano and voice, but we have all the band instruments, all of the orchestral instruments and percussion guitar lessons. In theater, they're learning monologues, improvisation, musical theater, dance, four productions a year, let alone all the classes that we have. In visual arts, everything from pottery, couple styles of cartooning, multimedia classes, so for especially for the young, but we actually started one for adults that they can sample drawing with a pencil, painting, doing pottery all in a 10-week, you know, 7-10-week period. And then in creative arts therapies, the great part of our program is music therapy and art therapy, adapted lessons, adapted programming for anybody that has a special needs, that it's success-oriented and individualized planning and treatment and care of that person so that they really, really benefit both non-arts and arts participation-wise. And then outreach, which we've barely touched on so far, 40-some schools came to Beck last year for field trips to participate in our art sampler where they do each of the art forms, so maybe pottery, some modern hip-hop jazz dance sort of program, basically so that all the boys are willing to participate. We can't call it ballet, of course.
Sure.
And then in the African drumming and improvisational theater. So they'll do that. And then we'll also go out to some schools too. But those are the programs. And then also through Creative Arts Therapies, just stepping back, is we serve 25 to 30 plus organizations throughout Northeast Ohio, both early childhood centers. We do a program at the Rock Hall. We partner with Arts and Medicine at Cleveland Clinic, Elyria Schools, Lakewood Schools, the Mandel Center, Providence House, some really well-known places and some smaller places that have folks with special needs that can benefit from participating in creative arts therapies. We offer both scholarships and financial assistance. So for financial assistance, folks have to complete a form, answer some questions about number of folks in the house and income and things like that. It's a very private process, where everyone's information is kept private with just a couple of us within the organization. And we offer anywhere from 65 to 85% of the cost covered based on their number of people in their home and their income. Scholarships, there's a couple of talent-based scholarships in our dance program and in our theater program. But then there's also some other like multi-class discount sort of things in dance and other dance opportunities that kind of fall in the scholarship end of things.
So don't let that
absolutely
keep
not
you away.
Definitely not. We'd rather have a room full of everybody that's a great cross-section of who we all are taking part. We'll figure out how the funding happens. And you know, to that end, without Cuyahoga Arts and Culture and the excise tax here in the county, we might not be here. So they've been great. Ohio Arts Council is fabulous. Gunn, Cleveland, Murphy foundations are hugely generous to us and to so many others. And then from the creative arts therapy side, the Community West Foundation has been hugely generous to that specific program.
Okay.
There's many, and we have so many just individual donors and folks. So we would encourage folks to, of course, visit us at beckcenter.org to learn about our classes. If someone would like to financially support or art supplies that you don't use anymore, well, there's room at the table for people to give time, talent, treasure, right? All the time.
So if you are interested in the arts, all ages, what was the, from when to when, what's your youngest and what's your oldest you have?
We have a class, it's 6 weeks for moms, dads, caregivers, and youngins. And we have some well-aged senior citizens that enjoy taking part in our class. Everybody is welcome at Beck Center.
Everybody is welcome.
Absolutely.
Give the phone number, website, couple of times, please.
Okay. So beckcenter.org is where to find us on the web. Can find out all that info of everything that's taking place. And, of course, give us a call anytime, 216-521-2540. We'll be glad to answer every question you have.
Mm-hmm. 85 years in the making.
We look good.
That's pretty good. Looking real good.
Absolutely.
Website, phone number again, please.
Sure. Online, beckcenter.org. And on the phone at 216-521-2540. 2540, or swing by and see us on the west end of Lakewood on Detroit Avenue.
Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having us.